This is WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. An iconic 57-year-old New York City weekly paper co-founded by the late journalist Norman Mailer has new owners. The Village Voice is being sold, along with all of its affiliated free arts weeklies, to a Denver-based group of investors. But the deal excludes the online classified site Backpage.com. Its listings have drawn fire for promoting prostitution. Here to help parse the story is WNYC's Ilya Marritz. Hey, Ilya.
Hi.
So why is The Voice being sold? I know it's been having economic troubles, but what's going on here?
The Voice is being sold, in essence, because it had a problem roommate. Now, basically, The Voice and 12 other alt-weeklies shared a corporate umbrella with the listings website Backpage.com, which you just mentioned. To continue that roommate metaphor, Backpage.com did pay its share of the rent on time, but it was not a happy living situation. And the reason is that while Backpage could help you do wholesome things like find a guitar teacher or maybe sell a boat, it also allegedly is a forum for unscrupulous people to sell sex with minors.
New York Times columnist Nick Kristof wrote about this in his columns.
Yeah, that's right. And since last year, Backpage has been the target of dozens of lawsuits over human trafficking. In April, Goldman Sachs sold its stake in Village Voice Media. The following month, the city council passed a resolution demanding that Backpage remove its adult classified section. In a web post today, The Voice's now former owners, Michael Lacey and Jim Larkin, wrote, quote, Backpage's battles are an enormous distraction to publishers, editors, and readers of Village Voice Media. So the two of them are selling the newspapers to concentrate on defending Backpage.com in court.
So Lacey and Larkin are keeping Backpage.com, but they are selling the newspaper part.
Yeah, that's interesting. I think in newspapers, the money has long been in listings, and draw your own conclusions based on that.
Yeah. Well, can The Voice survive without Backpage.com?
The new owners definitely have a big challenge. They now have 13 newspapers, but they've lost this lucrative listing service that Backpage provided. And I have the paper edition of The Voice with me here, Amy, if you want to look at it. The classified section is it's just a page and a half long.
Yeah. So it's all driven by the online content.
Right.
So fixing the finances will be one difficulty. And in recent years, The Voice has also lost many of the bylines that made it The Voice. Wayne Barrett, Tom Robbins. Does the paper, as you hold it up to me, still matter?
The paper still breaks important stories, like Graham Raymond's pieces on police corruption in Bedford-Stuyvesant, which was also very memorably done in a version in This American Life. But circulation is down by about 100,000 since 2006.
Wow.
Yeah. This afternoon, I went to Cooper Square, where The Voice is published, and asked New Yorkers what The Voice means to them. Here's a sample of what I heard.
That's where I used to find out everything I used to do since I graduated college. Concerts, bands, everything like that.
I don't read it, but I grew up in Greenwich Village, so I would see it around all the time. I know what it means to the community.
I don't read it, so not too much.
Never picked it up?
No.
How come?
I don't know. I don't really read paper, I guess.
That was Nicole Lehner, Lucas Pirtle, and Catherine Reeves. The young people I spoke with in particular seemed to have very little connection to the paper.
Boy, it was so much a part of my life when I moved to New York in 1986. Scott Tobias, the chief operating officer of Village Voice Media Holdings, LLC, he's leading the buyout. He'll be the organization's new chief executive. Terms of the deal were not disclosed, but what are their plans to give The Voice its mojo back?
Well, they've said very little. We have a statement with some buzzwords, mobile and online platforms, hyper-local research, that kind of thing. I spoke today with Tom Robbins. He's an investigative reporter who left The Voice at the beginning of 2011. And he just sounded really disappointed that a decade or so has gone by with The Voice continually losing ground as the internet just upended everything.
Nobody sort of came up with a plan B, and I think that was doable. You know, I mean, one of the great guys, I mean, we don't want to talk, Bill Bastone, who runs the SmokingGun.com website, started all that while he was at The Voice. And I think he would have been happy to have tried to figure out a way to make it part of what The Voice was doing. The owners at the time never showed much interest in it.
Robin says he knows the new owners only a little bit, but he likes them and he wishes them luck.
Well, another era for The Village Voice beginning today. WNYC's Ilya Marritz, thanks so much.
Thanks, Amy.
This is WNYC.